Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, who forgot to do a mic check, so hopefully we don't sound like a bag of shit.
You did. You just started talking there, then you went, have I done a mic check? And I was like, well, you have now, and you went to do another one, but you'd already done it.
Good.
I listened to it, and it was fine, and you sound bloody lovely. You got a cough this week still?
No cough. Listen.
However, you coughed all night last night, keeping us up.
I did, yeah. It comes and goes, but right now, I'm all good.
It's when you have a drink, you have an alcoholic drink, and it dries your throat out, and then you cough all night.
Listen.
And I'll take the brunt of it.
I do not drink, so don't be starting that game, trying to get it all, you know, all of our fans thinking that I'm some sort of drinker, when I'm not.
Good.
I sometimes have a little sherry.
Christmas.
After seven. That's it.
Goodness me. Guys, it is episode 35. Thank you so much for 35. It feels 35. Like some kind of milestone. 35. 35 weeks on the trot we've done this.
Oh,
I've never stuck at
God.
Something this long in my life. Weekly.
Neither have I.
Not when I did football when I was little. Nah, when I did judo. Nah.
No.
None of that.
No, nothing.
It's a little hobby that I'm sticking at. Because I enjoy it.
A hobby, is it?
Little side note.
I think you'll find that this is my main job.
Yep. Says a lot about you. Now.
Rude.
Before we go any further with episode 35, a word from this week's lucrative.
Hang on, Chris.
Yes?
I haven't got a sponsor.
Oh, good. Because the real ones are not as good as my ones, which are also real. This week's sponsor is chains that you put on your front door.
No, seriously.
Hey. You want to keep someone out of your house? It probably won't. But you want to just forget you've got it on and then go out and get a fright when it clicks and you shit your pants?
That's so true.
You want a chain on your front door? Mm-hmm. Can your kids reach it? Probably. What's the point in it? No one fucking knows. Burglars will just kick it in. Sometimes you can reach your hand round, but when you're in a hurry, you'll leave it on and you'll shit yourself. Chains on your front doors. Inconvenient. Unsafe. Love them.
We've got one.
Aye, and it's rubbish.
Why do we have one? Was it here when we moved in?
A rubbish version, and I got a newer version.
Oh.
Robin can't reach it yet, but, you know, soon.
Are you done?
It is, but you interrupted I don't interrupt yours, but you interrupt mine with questions and stuff. When you're doing yours about your...
Mine are proper.
Tit holders and that.
Wow.
It was. Fig leaf tit holders, that's what it was.
Tit holders?
Tit holders? Tit holders and...
Seriously?
Fanny cuddlers.
Fanny fondlers.
Fanny fondlers and tit holders. Bloody load of bloody newfangled nonsense. Eh? Let them hang. What's that with you?
What a load of smut. Let them hang. What? Tits are funny.
Both.
Oh, here's the jingle. Oh, tit.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello! Fancy seeing you here.
Ooh.
Welcome back. Come and have a chair. Sit down.
That's so
happy
weird.
To have you back.
Oh, someone's going to be like jogging or walking now and they've got that right in their ear. It's really strange.
What?
It's just a really strange thing. Just a really strange way to say
I'm talking direct to our listener.
Yeah, but it was just the way you said. Is it because you've got a little shawl on that you're saying weird stuff?
I don't understand.
Listener, dear what? Listener, Rosie is sitting in. I went to give her a little fist bump before we started to say have a good show, but I can't because she's got a blanket basically right round her neck, like a cocoon. Little shawl on.
I'm a little bit chilly because somebody turned the heating down so that it didn't kick in and it's freezing.
Okay. Do you want some deep heat? I've got some deep heat on. I'm really warm. I've got deep heat on my legs.
No, because you don't use deep heat if you're not hurting.
I was thinking that I've never used deep heat in my life, right? And I put some on today.
Because you've never done any sort of strenuous exercise.
Yeah, I know. I've never had to use it ever. It stinks. It's minging. I put it on and the bloody sniffer dog here. I put it on. Literally, I put it on and lay down on the floor to play Lego with Robin. And you just came marching downstairs. What's that smell?
I thought you left the gas on.
I was like, it's deep heat. Can you smell it? Does a kitchen smell of you? I smell it upstairs. I was like, oh,
I did.
God.
I could. Honestly, I came out of our bedroom and I was like, something's awry.
Living with a police dog. I don't know what I was expecting because it's called deep heat, but it literally felt like my legs were on a radiator. It was actually a little bit uncomfortable. My head was sweating as well.
Yeah, no, it's clever stuff. Like,
I don't know how they do it. Witchcraft is what it is.
Give us 5 minutes, and I'll be able to tell you.
Yeah.
How? Google.
I'll Google it. Well, you can't Google it because you can't use your hands because you're wrapped up like a little cocoon.
I know. True.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm spot on. Yeah, my legs are hurting. I'm in agony. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay. I'm okay.
Good.
Other than that,
should we talk about dancing?
So I'm doing the drive this week.
Nice. I love a drive.
To Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday. Saturday. Saturday. Saturday. Comes after Friday. Friday. Friday before that's Thursday. Thursday. So if you know your numbers, Wednesday is the one before that.
Nothing to do with numbers.
It's macro day.
So we'll recap what happened last week. So I did American Smooth last week cheek to cheek.
Bloody lovely.
Yeah, I've had nothing but beautiful responses. Mm-hmm. Everyone was so amazing on Twitter. Everyone thought it was undermarked.
It's not like Twitter neither, is it? Really?
Genuinely. I almost don't trust the amount of love I'm getting on the internet at the minute. It's starting to freak us out a bit. This year, I don't know if people have just grown up. I don't know if trolls have grown up or trolls have maybe died off. Are they going extinct? Like, since the podcast, nothing but lovely stuff, mainly lovely stuff. Mm.
The thing is, I think what's happening with Twitter, trolls aren't dying out, just more normal people are finding Twitter.
Yeah.
It just took them longer to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe. You know, your aunties who have joined Facebook a few years ago, they now think, I'll get a Twitter as well because I can do Facebook.
Especially since Strictly, I do get a lot of lovely messages from people who just have the grey outline of the person photo.
Of course.
Yeah.
And they just follow people on Strictly. So. Yeah. But it was a lovely American Smooth.
It was lovely. I had a lovely night. Karen got a little bit narked, bless her. She was well annoyed. I thought she was going to punch someone out. Bless her heart. But it was a really good night and everyone was lovely online. And thanks everyone. If you're listening and you voted for me and Karen, I really appreciate it. We really do. Thank you so much. If you want to vote next week, as soon as the show ends, our number ends in 03. I don't know the rest of it. It'll be on the website.
655-25 something.
Right, that's a guess. Ignore everything Rosie's just said. Completely ignore everything Rosie's just said.
Sorry.
Jason Cook and Glenn Ruffhead did a song, didn't they?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's so good.
He said he wants me to do a verse, so I think we're going to record it and release it sometime.
Should we play them a little clip of it?
We could play a little clip of it.
I'm going to play a little clip of it now, guys.
There's a boy that we know watching dance on a TV show. Just a boy with a dream. His Charleston was the best we've ever seen. And he'll learn to dance as quickly as he can. And we'd just like to say to all of you, just keep voting him in. He's going to do his best, the best that he can do. And we'd just like to say to all of you, Ramsey. For Ramsey, cause he's loved by the nanas and the mamsies. Vote Ramsey, vote Ramsey, vote as many times as you can, see.
Vote Ramsey. So good.
Absolute nutters.
So good.
Vote as many times as you can, see. Oh, God. God, honestly, I was buckled when he sent me that. I couldn't believe it. He's proper, like, him and Glenn recorded it in the recording studio on his computer. He's got, like, a proper, in his loft, he's got, like, a full-on, it wasn't office, now it's basically turned into a recording studio. They sat and recorded it all day, and then they did the gigs at the Customs House, and they did it twice live, and the crowd are, like, standing up, waving their arms, like, fucking Glastonbury is amazing.
This boy.
There's a boy.
Watch him dance.
Oh God! But genuinely, guys, honestly, all the podcast listeners who are enjoying the Strictly and voting, it means a lot. So thank you so much. And people say, I don't expect, like I said this today, Rosie, I don't expect them to go. I don't expect the judges to go. That was brilliant. And I can't dance. I know I can't dance. So when they go, yeah, four, I go, oh, fair enough. Like
I don't know, but
everyone else is getting angry on my behalf. It's like them going, your Latin's rubbish, Anna.
I think it's because you're trying really hard. And I just got annoyed because the other people are trying hard, got more scores than you. But I thought you were better.
Oh, well, that's so very nice. Thank you very much.
Do you know what I mean?
Big love to all of me fellow contestants. I'm not trying to take anyone down here. Big love to everyone. They're all on their own little journey and everyone's having a lovely time.
Yes, they all. It comes across as a really lovely year this year as well. Everyone's so nice.
No, you know what it is? There's no dickheads. It's as simple as that. There's no dickheads.
Yeah, that's my favourite part of life when there's just no dickheads. Doesn't that very often.
I was just about to say, doesn't that very often?
No. Although I am loving that, you know, you're strictly journeying. I've started having a party every week, Saturday night.
Honestly.
And I'm just a little bit worried about my liver, if I'm honest.
Getting genuine FOMO from these parties.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there doing the show and it's pretty epic, but then I watch your stories and I'm like, oh.
Last week's was by far the most disastrous. Well, I didn't get to bed till 4:15 in the morning. And the show started at 7:10. So, and you were third.
That's a shift. I was third on, yeah.
No, but good fun. Vote Ramsey.
Vote as
Ramsey
many times as you can.
Very good. Well done.
What you been up to?
Not much. Mothering.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of myself. I don't know. I think this is more from me than you. Uh-huh. I don't know if you've noticed, but Robin, so I'll take it back a bit. For the last few years, I've basically been telling Robin how lucky he is all the time. Because he's got a very different life to what we had
this
when we were younger.
This makes sense. Okay.
Yes.
I don't want to interrupt, but I've witnessed this and I didn't know where this came from.
Well, so I've just, for years, and I haven't realised how much I've done it, but I must have done it a lot. I've been like, you're a very lucky boy. You don't realise, you know, some children don't have these lovely things and some children don't have a hot, warm tea, you know, to eat every night, or a lovely, warm bed and nice, clean clothes. You're a very lucky boy. You're very lucky. So now Robin, who is 4 next month, has taken to just constantly saying, "Mummy, I am so lucky."
That's what I heard.
I didn't know where it'd come from. Is it weird or is it nice?
No, it's a little bit where he was like, "Daddy, I'm so lucky I've got all these." I went, "All right, man, you arrogant prick." Should I not have said that?
Did you prick?
Of course I didn't. I'm joking.
I'm surprised.
That's really nice. His manners are outstanding.
Yeah.
Honestly. Can I just say, all the parents out there. Yeah, because you.
Because I've literally, do you know how many times did I go, please, what do you say? What's the magic word? Yeah. What do you say? You don't get it if you, I'm sick of myself, to be honest. But
all the parents out there, you'll feel it. It's peaks and troughs, and the trough down. How many times did we used to say, "We've got a lovely boy back"?
And
he was just out of a sort of routine of being a prick and coming back out of it. And at the minute, he is amazing. His little manners are so lovely. Please and thank you. The way he says please as well.
Please.
It's dead canny.
And when you give him something and he goes, "Thank you," and you go, "Oh, shit."
It comes from nowhere. Yeah,
it's like natural, beautiful. Like a human, like it's a nice
really
human.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, like, well, high five, mate.
Oh, you got your hand out your shawl? Oh,
yes,
great.
Just
for
a quick high five.
There you go, but put it back in.
To be fair,
tortoise.
You've hardly been here, so it's very much, I know that that's from me.
Wow, that hurts. Wow.
It's made.
Took a little dig in there, didn't you?
It's true.
A little dig.
It's true.
I tell you what, it's intense, this Strictly thing. It really is intense.
This was your year off.
It's supposed to be my year off, and there's been Amazon special, and then Strictly. It's crazy. Cray. But you know, you've got to make hay while the sun's shining in this game.
I agree.
Eh? I've got scrap heap next week, wouldn't I? Eh?
Lots of sofas. I've seen a lovely table and chairs that I want to get. Oh, I hosted the Prince's Trust Award in the Northeast. That was lush. That was really, really cool. What else have I been doing, babe? I don't know. I've just been just strong.
Oh, do you know why? It's because I've got nout. I've got nout. That's all I've got. What have you been up to? Dancing. That's it. That's all it is.
Well, all I've been doing is watching you dance and then get pissed.
Yeah. Well, there
so,
we go.
There we go.
Well, Craig Revel Hallwood said that I had basketball hands, even though on YouTube, if you watch Fred Astaire, he does that all the time. But all I've been doing today is this week is basically in the training room at the school where I train. Every couple of hours, someone comes in and throws a basketball across the room.
Nice.
So that's fun. PE teachers are still dicks. Can I just tell you that? They're still dicks. Every time I walk out, I go, I'm teaching you a seventh basketball. Do you want to come out? You're the third one today to do that. Arsehole.
See, my PE teachers were both women and they were lovely.
Yeah, none of my teachers were. Two of my teachers were nice. The rest of them were arseholes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hated them. I hated, but you loved school. I hated school.
I did really like school. The social side, not anything else really.
Brilliant.
But I did. I just like going to see my mate and having fun.
Your little Maras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, when I didn't get moved from them in classes, that happened a lot.
I used to always get moved away. Nightmare, wasn't it? For talking.
Always for talking. I can't imagine us being
I wanted
chatty.
To put on the end of my DVD dedicated to every teacher who ever told me to stop talking. But I just thought, what a shitty thing to put at the end of a day. How negative.
Well, no, let's put it on the end of the podcast because I was the same. I want one lesson, right? This was year 10. Me and my friend, Catherine, walked in and the teacher went, no girls, and just put it opposite sides of the room.
What?
First lesson. I didn't even do, it was just like, I think it was just round the school. Like, no.
That is just
don't. That we just don't.
Wow. Well, was he pissed off when he was shouting and he said, Catherine!
Catherine! What's this?
Who do you fancy at the minute? What?
Passing just aggressive notes. That's my same friend, Catherine, whom we crawled out of a lesson at college.
What?
We crawled out.
What?
I can't describe it anymore other than we got our bags,
right.
We put them on our backs, we discreetly put our coats like in our bags or whatever, and we just crawled out of the lesson and we managed to do it. We got away with it.
Wow.
We just crawled out.
Crawled across the floor and out of the door.
Like not across the floor because it was in, so it was like the teachers at the front with the whatever, blackboard or whatever, and it was kind of like, you know, at college where they pretend like this isn't like school.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, well, it is. And it was just kind of all the desks were in like a semicircle, but a square semicircle. So it was like that. And we were on the corner.
Right.
Nearest to the door. So we just, while he wasn't looking, we just crawled out the door.
Wow.
I know, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like something out of American Pie.
Yeah. At South Downside College.
Was Blink 182 playing at the time? And did you run outside and jump into someone's car but through the window?
Yes.
And go, let's go to the beach.
Screw this. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. That was my life.
Absolute scumbag. You know, when you've got a shit education. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What is Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Shouldn't be such an irritate.
Tell you what, I'll see you in court. As always, beefs, ladies first.
No, I think you should go first.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. Men first. My beef with you this week. As you said, you flagged it up a little bit earlier. I'm away quite a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not home that much. I'm away, you know, for a couple of stints. I could be away I've never been away for a month, but I could be away for a month. And
have
I've come
not?
Back.
Have you not? Hang on.
No, I haven't. That hurts. And oh, I you could
did
come
the
back.
Make. You're the why did that hurt?
Well, saying that I would be away from my loving wife and family.
Are you taking the mic?
I
you've been nigh on, you've been 3 weeks before.
So I could be away for a month. I could be away for a year. Right?
Yes.
And the first day back would be getting ready in the morning and you would still insist on saying to me, where's and then something that I haven't fucking touched for a year.
Great.
It's infuriating. You did it this morning.
What did I
yesterday
do
morning, sorry, we were getting ready. You went, where's his bag? I'm like, you've had him for the last 3 days. I have no idea where his stuff is. Stop asking us where it is.
Don't I know it?
Where's his bag? I haven't been here. You have been here. You were in charge of the bag. And I'll go, I haven't been here. And you go, I wasn't asking you. I was just saying it. But you fucking weren't, were you? You weren't. You are asking us, you lying piece of shit.
I'm just talking out loud.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sorry, actually, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my other husband.
Brilliant.
But he mustn't have been, you swapped days.
Brilliant.
So I thought it was he was there.
Great.
Because he say I'm more than you.
Right, and he knows what everything is.
He's great.
Right.
Yeah, do you know what his name is?
What?
Well, who was the man who did Finest Keepers? Neil Buchanan.
Was it Patchor?
Mm-hmm. Was it not Neil Buchanan who did Finest Keepers? Hey, that's my other husband, Neil Buchanan. Right. And when you're away, he comes and he messes all the house up. Right. But then he finds everything, puts it all back.
Is he messing all the house up, actually, or is he doing a big heart attack? And if you stood like on the roof, it would look like, you know, a picture.
A bit of both. Do you remember the suite room?
They
had a room on Finest Keepers. Finest Keepers, sorry, for anyone who doesn't know, was a programme in England where they had a house that was half so you could see in all the rooms. Kids used to go in and they used to have to mess up all the rooms.
God damn it, you're talking about Funhouse.
I'm
you?
Not talking about Funhouse. I'm talking about. Are you taking? I'm talking about Finders Keepers.
Are you sure?
Finders Keepers. No, Funhouse was Pad Shop, and Funhouse was all the go karts and stuff. Don't you?
Oh,
be
okay then.
Giving me shit. Right, I'm
oh no, no, no! Don't actually. You're right now, there was a shower and everything. Yeah, yeah. I do Finders remember it.
It was like a proper
just
house.
It. Jesus. Just
Two
Google
seconds.
It. Oh God. Oh God.
Neil Buchanan. Finders Keepers. Finders Keepers on CITV. And it was mint.
Was it Neil Buchanan?
Yeah, 1991, 1996.
I've been absolutely
slammed. And they used to have to just mess up the house and find all the stuff. But sometimes they'd have a room that was full of sweets. And I can remember being a kid. Oh, I was such a pig. And watching it and being like, oh, look at this. Isn't that rank?
Oh, Robin is absolutely you, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's you. Just wants sweets all the time.
I know.
So that's my beef. What's your beef?
My beef with you is you insist... If you are in my car, bear in mind we've got a separate car each.
Yeah.
You insist on putting your phone on the Bluetooth every time you get in my car, even if it is for the smallest journey ever.
Safety first.
So every time I get back out, it's on your phone.
Right.
Every time I get back in even, it's on your phone.
Right.
And I know that you've literally nipped to Tesco in my car.
Okay.
Why do you do it? I don't. It's pointless.
Two things. If you didn't want to just nip to Tesco in your car, stop parking in front of mine. It's annoying. Next thing.
Buy a bigger house with a bigger drive.
what? Touché, back at you. Next thing. I don't actually physically do that. It just...
It doesn't.
It does.
I'm telling you now. It flipping doesn't, Christopher Ramsey.
I don't do it.
You
Rosie?
Dare. I've seen you on the drive in my car, sat there for an extra minute or so,
I'm
putting
you.
Your stupid phone on
I'm
the Bluetooth.
You, I don't, and I'm just telling
you
now.
I can't believe you are lying through
hurts.
Your teeth.
The truth hurts. Your car prefers my phone to your phone, and that's as simple as that.
Bullshit.
I'm telling you. That's the crack. I don't, honestly. I don't do it.
You do? Why are you lying? I've seen you.
I'm not lying. It just tethers to it, and it obviously likes my phone better than your phone.
Oh, shut up.
Why you got a shit phone? Why are you upset that you got a shit phone?
Right, I'm surprised it hasn't come up on the beef sooner, actually, because it happens all the time.
Really? So then what happens when you get back in your car? Does it not
it's
attach
still
to
still on your phone?
Really?
No, it doesn't. And it goes, connect different device. And I'm like, well, it's my fucking car! But no. Oh, Christopher Ramsey, nipped to Tesco. Nobody rang. Didn't use Spotify, didn't listen to any podcasts, just got in my car, switched his phone to it, went to Tesco, listened to the radio, came back home after 30 seconds of car use and his phone stuck on there. So when I get in and I'm in a hurry and I want to ring someone, probably my mum, I have to pull over and I have to put my phone onto it and I have to turn the engine off and stop because you can't have the engine on.
Look,
tits.
I'm not going to take my phone when I pop to Tesco anymore. How
don't.
About that? Right, okay. But what about when you ring us at the last minute and you decide that you want a dairy milk or something?
Eh? Then here's it, right? Just get one every time. Just play it safe. Always play it safe. We've had this conversation before. Always play it safe on the dairy milk. Don't ever think she might not want one. Because I might not, but if you've got it, I'll have it.
Yeah, sometimes you shout at us for getting you one.
Well, then just chance it. Just come in and say, oh, I've got
life?
Your dairy milk. And if I go, I didn't want one, go, well, I haven't really.
Right.
And I'll go, oh, good.
Yeah, and then you know what will happen? 10 o'clock, we'll be sitting watching the telly, and you'll go, did you get a dairy milk or not? You fucking what? You fucking what?
Oh,
Chris,
can I
did
just
you
tell
get
you?
Dairy milk or not? I know you're comfortable sitting down halfway through an episode of whatever. Will you go and get it?
Can I just tell you? Mm. We've been invited to Cadbury World.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Me, you and Robin. But you're too busy dancing, aren't you? Having a lovely time. So we can't go just yet till you get booted out.
Well, we'll go soon. Guys, you got to keep voting for us. Don't be not voting for us just because you want this fat pig to go to Cabri World.
Look at you shitting your pants that you might get booted out for Cabri World.
Her and Robin buzzing, chocolate all over their faces. Me with cramp, deep rubbing me deep heat on.
Let's make it happen. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmoudenoid@gmail.com. And we've got a bit of a theme this week because if you remember last week, we asked everyone, well, we threw it out to you guys because I slagged off hostels and Rosie slagged off hostels.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And we put it out to you guys. Do you ever have any stories about hostels? And they have absolutely piled in.
I swear.
Rosie's been sifting through them all day. I was dancing, training today, and Rosie was I have to keep saying training, right? When I keep saying I'm dancing, I have to put training on the end in case people think I was just dancing somewhere.
Sounds like you're doing boxing or something. You know, you're dancing.
In case I was just dancing somewhere. I was training today, and you texted us a couple of times saying that the questions were amazing.
Well, this is the thing, right? We get messages all the time of people going, oh, I was in a cafe, or I was walking the dog, laughing my head off, I'm like, oh, that's amazing. Well, they listen to the podcast. I was sat in a cafe today, because I can't work from home, sat in a cafe going through the emails, laughing my head off.
Brilliant.
Like, you guys are hilarious.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. We've got thousands and thousands. We've got over 5,000 emails there. Obviously, we can't get through them all. Obviously, we can't reply.
I'm trying
my
best.
Please keep sending them because some of the stuff that comes through is absolutely phenomenal and we honestly can't thank you enough. Rosie, what we got?
Okay, so a lot. We'll stick with hostels for now. Let's chat about hostels a bit because some of the stories are golden, literally.
Yeah. Wow. Can I just say, as an antidote to all of the absolute filth you're about to tell, where someone actually sent me a photo of an amazing multi-roomed hostel with ensuite that they'd got for like £40 a night or
something.
Well,
yeah, some of them
did. Really strike lucky.
Yeah, but the majority.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hellish. So bear with, because this one is a little bit long, but I assure you it is worth it.
Got you.
Okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Following from your last podcast regarding hostel experiences, I thought I would share one that happened to me back in 2004 in Australia.
Oh.
An experience that, even to this day, makes a little bit of sick come up every time I think about it. I was over in Australia for 6 months of part of my university study abroad program. At the end of the term, I decided to travel around the country for a couple of months prior to heading home. Sadly, as most 19-year-olds find, I didn't have a huge amount of money to spend on my travels, so the idea of having to share rooms with people I didn't know became a horrific reality as I stayed in a variety of hostels. Still, I thought that I wouldn't spend much time in there, and I would just focus my enjoyment going around the country experiencing new things. Sounds amazing. Anyway, whilst in Cairns, is that in Australia? Because I just thought you'd spelled can wrong.
I think it's, yeah.
Must be.
I don't know how
Australia.
It's pronounced. Yeah, I know it's in Australia. I know Kynes. How it's written. Yeah, I think it's that. If you're one of the people listening to it now getting annoyed that it's wrong, you're probably one of five and you should probably grow up.
I agree. So anyway, whilst in Cairns, I decided to spoil myself and get a hostel room that only had 4 beds in it.
Jesus Christ.
Thereby halving the normal 8 to 12 I had experienced before.
Oh my God.
Vile. When I got into the room, there were no other bags on the bed, so I thought that I had won the hostel lottery and secured one by myself for the night. Oh, how wrong I was. That night, I went out for a few drinks and came back quite late, only to find 2 other guys fast asleep in 2 of the single beds available. No problem, I thought. They are fast asleep and it looks like a peaceful night ahead was in store. Then, just as I was falling to sleep, I was woken by the main door opening and the light from the hallway going straight into my eyes. There in the light was a guy staring straight at me, obviously a little drunk, but giving the sense that he was trying to work out the situation in the room before he walked in. I stared straight back at him, and at that point he gave me a little wink and a smile before walking hand in hand with the girl behind him. At that point, I didn't think much about it, but what I had forgotten was that the end of my bed was somehow connected to the end of his. Therefore, when he moved, it would send shockwaves through to mine. Now, it is quite obvious where the story is going, but it gets worse. Soon the 2 of them were quietly, but at some energetic pace, not only rocking their bed, but making me get to the point of feeling seasick. I tried my hardest to pretend I was asleep, hiding my head under the covers, but with each movement, I felt my duvet fall away from the bed, little by little, to the point I was having to hold on to it for dear life. I tried to look at the other 2 guys in the room to rescue me, as they were on the opposite side of the room, but the cheeky gits had put earplugs in, so they couldn't hear anything.
Phenomenal.
Plus, their beds weren't anywhere close, so they weren't affected by the movement either. This continued for what seemed like an age. But then it happened. The guy had reached his limit and shot his load. At last, I thought, it's over. But what I hadn't realised until that moment is the smell of someone else's cum is quite horrific. This smell came over my bed like a tidal wave of the Poseidon and instantly made me gag as sick started to build up in my mouth.
Oh my God.
I managed to hold it in, but the room at that point was the last place I wanted to be. So I waited until they had fallen asleep, grabbed my stuff and got out of that room as fast as I could. I spent the rest of the night sleeping on a sun lounge around the pool, a much fresher and motion-free environment.
Jesus Christ. From seasick to semen sick.
Just... Ugh.
That's wonderful.
So my question is, do you prefer a creaming pasta sauce to a tomato one? And that's from Nathan from Surrey.
Oh man, the smell of someone else has come.
Nathan, that was beautiful.
Nathan,
thank you
wonderful.
So much.
Absolutely wonderful. Oh,
but the
God.
I mean, that was one of many.
Man. But I mean, let's just dissect it for a moment. I mean, the beds attached to each other. What is that?
Well,
who is this girl? I expected of the man. I don't know if I'm being sexist here. I expected of the man, the drunk man, to go, I just come back and have sex with this. I'm in a hostel room with 4 strangers, but I don't care because I'm a bloke and I want to have sex. But am I being sexist? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you clearly have not met enough women because I know tons of women like that. It doesn't matter if you're male or female.
Oh, my God.
No. I mean, I don't know them personally, but I've met a lot of women. And you know what? I'm very much of the crack on. I don't think it matters.
I couldn't. It must have been like filming a porn.
Well, I think it's rank when other people are there. I will stick by that. I don't care how many people have had sex with. But
strangers.
Yeah.
How could he smell his cum? Where did it go? Where did the cum go, and how much was there of it for him to be able to smell it from the other side of the room?
Well, I don't know if he could smell it. I think he might just be like, oh, he's cum, and I can smell it. Like,
someone told me, right, years ago, someone's older brother, when I was 14 or something, told me that when a bloke masturbates, it gives off like a really strong smell that the bloke himself can't smell. But other people can.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was a wind. To this day, I don't know if it was a wind up.
No, I could imagine that being true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know if it was a wind up for me, because my mate told her brother to go, you know, your mum and dad can smell when
well,
you've had a wank.
Well, do
of thing.
You see? I can't keep saying cum because it makes us feel ill. Right. Do you think semen smells? Does your semen smell?
It smells like Yorkshire pudding mix.
Oh God. Seriously?
Yeah, I think it smells like Yorkshire pudding mix.
Oh, Jesus.
Why?
This is just taking a really disgusting turn.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what everyone else's smells like. I'd imagine it would be that.
I've smelled some feisty I've never smelled anyone else's. Semen in my life.
I've never smelled anyone else's. Isn't that well done?
Hey, lucky you.
Pat myself on the back.
Well done. Well, congratulations.
Let me pat myself on the back.
I mean, that's just really upsetting that my husband thinks that his semen smells like Yorkshire pudding mix. Because I don't think it does.
No, I don't know what it smells like.
Oh, God.
Don't be telling everyone.
I hope Robin never listens to this.
Oh, hey, man. You got a man up, man. It's for the entertainment of the people, man. They're bloody loving this. Can't get enough of it.
What does your cum smell like? Email in.
Do not email in.
The will.
Do not
the
email
will.
In.
The will.
Do not email that in. I got a story, actually. Matthew Ashton, who is my Lego friend from mm-hmm. Lego Masters, who actually came to Strictly last week. Those are the eagle-eyed viewers will have seen him in the crowd cheering us on. He's told me at the weekend that he was in a hostel in New York.
Yeah.
And it was when he was a student, or he was an intern, sorry, in New York. And he was in a room with three blokes. And he said it nicely. He said they didn't have the best hygiene, so basically they stunk. Oh. And they had loads of unfinished food and wrappers. And like bowls of cereal and loads of stuff just littered all over the place. Mm-hmm. And he says he went to bed in one of the nights, went to sleep, and he heard like rustling in the night.
Rats.
And he was like, who's in the room? I turned the light on and he said the floor was just covered.
No.
Covered.
No.
Like Indiana Jones, like covered in mice and rats, just like, so they were just rinsing everything. And he says he just lay there just terrified and then waited until the morning when they're all gone and like ran downstairs.
Oh my God.
Checked out and complained. He literally said he turned the light on and it was just the floor was moving like a moving
God,
carpet
that's
with
horrible.
Rats and mice.
That's
isn't that
horrible.
Unbelievable? Unbelievable. And these three mingers were just like happy. They were fine
fast
with it.
Fast asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Disgusting. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, bab. Here's another little cheeky hostel one.
Brilliant.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. So listening to the podcast the other day about hostels, and I totally agree with you, defo not my cup of tea. Although New Year's Eve 2018/19, my boyfriend wanted to spend it in Palestine.
You know, people always say shit like that to me, and I always think, what's going on?
I don't know.
Am I boring and untravelled? Do you know when people always go like, oh, I tell you where's nice, Iraq. You go, what, really?
I mean, now, she said, it's not as bad as you think, as we stayed at the Banksy Hotel.
Right.
That's
okay.
Pretty cool.
Right.
You know, it might be nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone...
I normally avoid places that I've seen war on the news
yeah.
at. And that's not me being an idiot here. I just normally avoid war-torn places that are always in some kind of political turmoil.
Yes.
Call me old-fashioned.
Safely so.
Call me old-fashioned, but, you know. That's mm-hmm. just what I do.
I agree. So, now it's not as bad as you think as we stayed at the Banksy Hotel, as he's a huge fan. The Waldorf Hotel, amazing place. Ultimately, it's a hostel, especially if you don't get one of the artist rooms. Unbeknown to me, though, my fella was planning to propose.
Oh, in a hostel. What mm-hmm. a guy.
Which
he's
was,
a keeper.
Which was epic because he had told me he wasn't into marriage.
Brilliant.
So that's nice. It was a great night, not in the most romantic of places, and even more so because we were staying in the bunk room.
Brilliant.
That's actually the name when you book it, so that's nice. We couldn't even share a bed of the night of the proposal and was sharing the room with two other randomers.
For fuck's sake. God, I hope you said no.
She sent pics and she just said that it's always something she remembered to tell the kids, but can you imagine getting engaged,
yeah.
going back to a hostel, and sleeping in separate beds with two strangers. So happy. Can't wait to spend the rest of our lives together. I love you.
Yeah.
Night.
It's going to be just me and you, darling. It's going to be just me and you after tonight when we're with these two fellas.
What the hell? Honestly. Oh, please tell the story of your that engagement that your friend, what was it again?
Right, I know the one you're talking about, right, in Bruges.
Yes!
Right,
yes.
So I've told this story in my stand-up, but it was when I was doing smaller tours, so, you know, I know that everyone listening might not have heard it. So a friend of mine was...
Did you have 8 million people go to your tours?
I didn't have 8 million people go to my tours, no.
I think we're all right.
So... a friend of mine was planning to propose to his girlfriend, and he thought he had it all planned out perfectly. And she basically knew, because, you know, women just know these things. And he was planning to walk down the certain street in Bruges where the sun was sort of setting at the right kind of time. And he was going to walk ahead and stumble and then turn around on one knee as if he'd fallen over. And she'd be like, oh, no, you've fallen over. And then he was going to open the ring box and be like, bam, surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise,
like,
right, motherfucker.
Like, right in her face. And he was so excited. And she was like... Every time she was leaving the hotel room, every time they were popping out, she was like, I know he's going to do it at some point, but you didn't know when. So, mm-hmm. like, even if they were just popping out for a walk, she was, like, always dolled up for the photos and the selfies and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're walking down this thing, and he's got it in his pocket, and he's prepared, and he's properly going to do it. And she's waiting. She's like, it's going to be this moment. I can feel it. And he sort of stumbles, and he turns around, he gets on one knee, and he whips the ring out, and she shouted at the top of her voice, not here, it smells like piss. Not here, it smells like piss.
He just closed the ring box
and stood up and just walked away.
I love that story. So true though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I would hate to know that I was being proposed to.
Yeah.
You full on caught me off guard. Like, yeah. I had no idea.
Proper lo-fi mind, wasn't it? Lo-fi.
No, but it was, it was after 6 months. So I was a bit shocked.
Go hard or go home.
Well, yeah. But I had no idea. I was in my pajamas in the house.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
I'd just woke up from a nap when I proposed. I got back from Canada, hadn't I? I was jet lagged, and I was just waiting for it to be dark enough to set a load of candles up for the candles to actually light up.
Oh, yeah. That was really sweet. Thinking about it now.
But can you remember though? Can you remember what you exactly said, right? So you went through to make us a cup of tea from the kitchen, and I said, don't come through yet. I've got a surprise. And I lit all these candles and I put a song on, and I had like a box, like I left the ring in the box, in the bag, didn't I?
That's so weird.
I should have just had it in the little box, but I left it in like a bag, like a jewelry bag and everything, like an idiot. I wasn't thinking straight. But, do you remember when we were proposing, you were like crying and you said yes, and then you were like, when I was making you a cup of tea, can you remember? You went, I was making you a cup of tea and you'd said you had a surprise. I thought you were just going to be wearing a mankini or something. I was like, level you think I'm at.
I thought you were a professional
comedian just gets back from Montreal just for Laughs Comedy Festival and proposed to his girlfriend. But no, you think I've just got back from one of the biggest, most prestigious comedy festivals in the world with a fucking mankini.
No.
I should have took the ring back off you then when you said that.
In my defense, we've been going out for 6 months.
Yeah.
And you were like, it was about 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
You just woke up from a nap because, yeah, we're jet lagged. We were both in pajamas. And you were like, go get us a cup of tea. Don't come in. I was like, oh, he's dressing up. What's he bought? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's he got? Fancy dress. But no, you were proposing. I was like, bloody hell.
Oh, it was lovely.
It was very nice, very sweet. But I would hate to know. I'd hate that. I hate these girls who, I knew someone.
Badger for it.
Well, I knew somebody who, the guy got her a ring and it was like, I'm sure it was a bit of the moon. It was something ridiculous.
A bit of the moon.
No, but... Is that a thing?
Hi, can I have an engagement ring, please? Yes, sir. And would you like a new range? New range here. We've got bits of the moon. Oh, how many bits of the moon? Well, you can have one bit of the moon if you want for £3,000. Or you can have two bits of the moon for £6,000. You can have three bits of the moon.
Listen, it did.
£9,000.
I think it had a bit of the moon in it, right?
A bit of the moon.
And
I'm not disputing the fact that it had a bit of the moon in it, but the way you said it, like the moon is a fucking cake. Just a bit of that. It's got a slice of moon in this. It had a bit of the moon in
it. See that there? Speck of moon dust. There it is.
It's got a bit of the moon.
Anyway, so it had a bit of moon in it. It was really expensive. Anyway,
she's still saying it. Not a moon rock. Not
listen.
A bit of the moon.
Listen,
phenomenal.
This
okay,
ring
sorry.
Had been to the moon.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
The first moon trip.
Cool.
With Neil Buchanan. It had been there. Oh, my lad.
Neil Buchanan.
Oh,
He'd love that, Neil Armstrong. Neil Buchanan would love that. He would just do like, he'd do a drone, he'd do a big heart attack. Fuck, massive heart attack he could do on the moon, couldn't he?
Wow.
Big, like, probably has, you draw your name in sand.
Probably has.
We should send, if we go on the moon again, we should send Neil Buchanan to do a big heart attack.
I'd
be
agree.
Well behind
do
that.
Do you think anyone would, right, think, would see
I'm
it?
I'm going to start a change.org petition.
What's Kickstarter?
I'm going to Kickstarter to send Neil Buchanan to the moon and do a big heart attack.
Moon heart attack.
This is one small heart attack for man, one giant heart attack for mankind.
Oh, God, love him. So this ring with a bit of moon in.
Yeah, yeah.
Cost a lot of money, and so when
Earth
he proposed,
money or moon money,
bit of both. Shut up.
Sorry.
Well, he proposed, and she didn't like the ring.
Brilliant.
So she got him to change it.
Oh,
you know when you're like, oh, that's really.
I know a few people
that's
have done
gonna,
that.
Actually. That's gonna ruin.
Oh,
that's gotta ruin it a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, I hate it when people go, he has. I've been badgering it to propose, but he hasn't proposed yet. Oh yeah. All good marriages start.
Well,
like
I wonder
that.
Why. I wonder why, love. Yeah, it's won't put a ring on it. Well, you know.
God. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, just want to say absolutely love the podcast. Thank you very much. So much, in fact, I listened to it whilst I had surgery.
What?
Sticking with the theme of the podcast, on my toes.
What? Okay.
I had an overly curved toenail on both big toes, so I had nail surgery.
Oh,
Google
okay.
at your own risk.
Oh, God.
Is
no.
that just because he hasn't cut his toenails?
What was it? I'm going to Google it. While I'm here.
It's called overly curved toenail.
Overly curved nails. Here we are.
Are they just long, or is that actually images? Something?
No, it's curved the other way from left to right, not from back to front, from left to right.
Just today, my friends asked me if I get undressed in the shower or before I get in.
Sorry?
As you can imagine, I was very confused and asked her what she meant, and it turns out she gets undressed in the shower. As
people are incredible.
I just love it. So she gets undressed in the shower, as in under the running water.
No way.
All my friends were absolutely in shock. She claims she does it to check the temperature, which I believe to mean she got in her underwear. But no, she gets in the shower and under the water in her full clothes that she's been wearing all day, including jeans.
No fucking way,
just
man.
Just curious if this is as mental to you as it is to me.
Yes, it's that's very strange behaviour.
Wow. But do you know what's weird? I'm not going to go, that doesn't happen, because it probably does.
Yeah, I'm not surprised anymore. No, I'm not surprised anymore.
So she gets in.
So at first I thought you meant like into the cubicle or whatever and then take your clothes off and hide them over the top of the cubicle. But she gets
Why would you do that anyway?
I don't know. Well, why would you get in fully clothed? She gets in fully clothed.
She's probably one of these people who really hates being cold.
Oh.
So, to check the temperature of the shower, so she like gets in her clothes so she's not cold, and then gets like the shower on her.
That is the... What does she do with the soaking wet clothes then?
I don't know. Maybe she washes them while she's in there. I've done that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
What have you done?
I've washed my clothes while I've had them on.
Really?
When I used to work at Pontins.
You got into the shower fully clothed and washed the clothes as if it was a shower. As if it was a washing. Why did you do this?
Because I didn't have any wash tokens for the washing machine.
You didn't have any tokens for the washing machine. What did you wash your clothes with in the shower?
Soap.
I rescued you from a life of squalor. So you got into the shower. So hold on, right? So you got into the shower with a bar of soap? Was it a bar of soap?
No, it gets worse.
Was it a bar of soap?
Yes.
And you washed as if you were washing your skin, but you were washing your clothes.
My uniform on.
And you were washing them with soap.
It gets worse.
How can it get worse?
Because it wasn't a proper shower. It was one of them things that you put on the plug. So you hold it.
So a shath.
Is that what they call
No, that's what I call them, a shath. So it was a bath with no shower, but a tube.
So I was sat down.
So you were sat down, fully clothed, holding a shower head, washing yourself, washing your clothes that are on you with some soap. God damn it. That Was it your Pontins? Please tell us it wasn't your actual Pontins uniform and it was one of the animal costumes.
No, we used to wear a tracksuit during the day. So it was that.
Tracksuit! Fucking tracksuit.
In a polo shirt.
Washing. Is there anything scummier in this world than someone sat in a bath, holding a shower head, soaking in their clothes, washing their tracksuit pants with that they're wearing with a bar of soap? All you need is a cigarette in your mouth, and that is the scummiest thing that's ever happened in the world.
I'd only turned 18, in my defense. Wow. Like, I didn't do it all the time.
Wow.
I know.
Happy 18th.
I didn't have any money. I was so skinned. Oh. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I wanted to write in and tell you about my fiancé's disgusting toilet habit.
Oh,
brackets, as I know you love poo chat so much.
Well, we do.
Do you know what? We don't get any complaints, though. Nobody messages going, yeah, you're talking about shit all the time.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, don't listen.
Yeah.
We're not forcing you to listen. If you don't like hearing about poo, then this is not the podcast for you.
And it's free. I don't understand people who whinge about stuff that's free. Oh, it's free.
Nah, neither do I.
What are you doing?
I know.
Not that anyone's whinged, but it's just, I see on other podcasts and you see things about people going, and you go, don't listen to it then. Mm. Delete it from your phone.
Imagine going around Costco where they give out free bits of cake and that and going, this is disgusting.
Spitting it all back in my face.
Fuck off, put it back.
Don't buy it.
Exactly. Okay. Whenever he poos, he leaves massive skid marks all down the toilet bowl. Not under the waterline, but down the side. We're talking basically half a turd stuck to the side of the bowl. It's so grim.
Oh, God.
He doesn't clean them off either. And whenever I pull him up on it, he says, wait for it.
Right.
He'll wee them off throughout the day. Yep. He uses these little sticky, turdy limpets like fucking target practice. It makes me want to puke. So, he doesn't clean the toilet. He just, throughout the day, wees them off.
And
that's her fiancé.
It's the way he said it. It's the way I'll do it during the day. Like I've got my day sorted, right? I've got a... you know, I've got one of them big gallon things of water. I'm staying hydrated and I'll pop up every time and I'll just do a bit.
Literally,
I'll do a bit of pressure washing.
Yeah. Don't worry about that, love. Don't you put yourself out.
Like his own little
I'll
Karcher.
Sort this out.
Like his own little Karcher.
Hilarious.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I've got to say, like, fellas listening, I've got to say, I always do feel a little bit of satisfaction, but also a little bit minging when I have to do that to someone else's in a public toilet.
Oh.
When someone else has left one and I think, well, I'm only having a wait. Right, I'll clean this off.
Yeah.
Just give it a once over.
That's horrible.
The amount, I don't know if I've said it in my stand up. I don't know if I might have even said it on the podcast, but the amount of time I spend, especially on the train toilet, wiping other men's wee off the toilet seat.
Yeah, yeah.
So that the next person in doesn't think I've weed all over the toilet seat.
I know.
It's a bloody nightmare.
Have I told you this story before? When I was younger, I used to go out with a guy who went to Leeds Uni.
Yeah.
And one night we were in a club. Uh-huh. And there was a massive queue for the women's toilets.
Right.
There was none for the men's, right? So I went in there with him.
Yeah.
I sat on the toilet. I swear to God. It was wet.
Yeah.
Soaking wet.
Of course it was.
I got a rash.
Did you?
I swear to God, I got a rash. Oh. All down the back of my thighs.
A wee rash.
Off just other men's rank piss. I've probably got some sort of internal STD that I just don't know about.
STWee?
It's a thing. Rosie. Oh, how did Rosie die?
Honestly, she had STWee. You are just scum. You are proper scum.
I was really a bit drunk and I didn't think about putting like toilet roll down.
I've got to be fit.
Oh, it gets worse. It was one of them. It didn't really have a seat, so it was just like a metal.
Oh, goodness. Nightclub toilets are honestly hell on earth.
They're disgusting.
They are hell on earth. And there's
have you ever fell asleep in a toilet?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean?
You've never fell asleep in a club toilet?
No. Have you?
Yes.
When?
When I was younger, I used to do it all the time.
In which
all
clubs?
The time. Just loads of them. I used to live in, I used to go out in Ballaraki all the time.
So you used to just go to the toilet, sit on the toilet and fall asleep?
I didn't know, I wasn't normally sitting on the toilet. It was just like on the floor against the door. I used to genuinely have a little kip. Wow. And I remember waking up and feeling a bit better.
Good Lord.
And then going back out.
Disco naps in the toilet.
Cheeky little disco naps.
Is the floor not covered in wee?
Probably.
God. Chris. You're a scum, you like.
No, I'm honestly, not. I was young. This,
honestly, I rescued you from a life of squalor. When I proposed to you that day, Neil, wonder you thought I was going to have a mankini, what you're fucking used to. Probably thought I was going to cover myself in my own shit and set myself on fire. That's probably what your other fellas did. Christ alive.
Oh, God.
Honestly, I dragged you out of the gutter.
I'd have just been living in hostels, wouldn't I?
Yeah. You would have been there.
No, do you know what it is, though? Little disco
but you wouldn't even be staying in the hostel, right? Someone else would be staying there, and in the night they'd hear rustling, and they'd turn the light on, and you'd be on the floor with the rats eating all this shit. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
And it's from an absolute legend.
I agree.
Big fan of this lady. Not only is she extremely talented and incredible actress, she's very, very funny and really lovely when I met her in person that time. Dead canny. It is Sean Gibson.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Love you. It's Sean Gibson here. I've got a question for you. Being a ginger, I just want to ask you, how would you feel about your son bringing home a ginger?
Now, I deliberately didn't let you hear that question. So that's the first time Rosie's heard that.
Well, I personally like to call it strawberry blonde, whispering peach. I know some lush gingers.
Yeah, same. Oh, I wouldn't care at all, but what an amazing question.
It's brilliant. It's not as much as a thing now, is it, when we were...
Ed Sheeran's fixed it. Ed Sheeran and Prince Harry have fixed it for everyone. And Ron Weasley.
Yeah.
Rupert Grint, sorry, you kind of call him Ron Weasley.
Listen, call him by his real name.
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
Yeah, sorry.
Little Ron. He'll always be 11.
Yeah. As if when you were a kid, you used to just hammer ginger people and rip the piss out of them, but... It's really harsh.
I'm so glad
it's finished.
I can't say I ever did it to like people's faces. I don't think that was a thing. Okay, I personally
you just
wasn't.
Just to be on the back. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
No, but I wasn't personally involved in attacking any ginger people.
I didn't attack them, but you know, yeah.
Well, there was a girl who lived at the bottom of my street that we used to call Ginger Ninja.
Right. Well, so that's.
I don't think I ever said it to her face.
It's harsh.
It's true.
It's mad, isn't it, how it was a thing. It's a beautiful colour of hair. I know loads of good looking.
Yeah, I agree.
Greg Rutherford. Another ginger legend.
Yeah.
Keith Lemon, ginger legend.
Yeah. It's really cool now, though.
Yeah.
It's like quirky.
It's gone the other way, hasn't it?
Yeah. My best friend Steph's little girl Nancy's little ginger ninja.
Yeah.
Which is lush.
Yeah. You know, it's always been quite a... red hair in America has always been quite a sort of sexy thing. Redheads.
Has it?
Yeah. Well, it was only about here where it's a bit like...
Isn't it going to end soon?
How?
Where did I read this?
God, here we go.
I read somewhere.
Right, here we go, guys. Right, what we're about to get is we're about to get half of whatever Rosie read. So she's read it. She's only took half of it when she's read it. And then what we're about to get is we're about to get the half that she understood / remembered. Rosie, what did you read?
So I read a little while ago that ginger people are going to like fade out soon because they're not... they're not having sex with enough ginger people, or
that's fucking bullshit.
Not enough ginger chromosomes. I don't know. Something like I read it.
I keep saying you read it. Yeah. Say absolute bollocks, and then just say I read it, and that'll back up your bollocks.
I might have read it, or I might have seen a tweet about it, or a BuzzFeed article.
Just got no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, man. This is where I falter in life.
Falter.
Is that the word?
I think so.
Feel in life.
Sometimes you say words and I don't know what's happening.
Well, no, because I sometimes read something and I think that's really interesting. I could impress my friends with that. But when it comes to actually telling the story, I can't remember the full facts.
Great.
And then I just say it. Ginger people are going to die out.
Right, that's absolutely not a thing. She's talking shit. Don't email in. Don't
I bet
get
I'm
upset.
Not, you know. I bet I have read
Stop
it somewhere.
Stop digging the hole. Stop it.
There was a picture of a ginger person on it.
Right.
I don't know.
That's no proof. That backs nothing up.
Well, you know, it's embarrassing. I probably told a few people that.
Oh, fucking hell. All right, we better go make some phone calls. Try and remember who you think. We'll ring them now and tell them it was bollocks.
Sorry, Ed. Babadoo, 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 ba. That's it. End of the podcast. Put your chair back. Thank you so much for listening. We've loved having you.
Is that the chair that they pulled
That's
at the
chair they pulled at the beginning. You see, I knew I was going somewhere with that.
Excellent.
Listen, plug your tour. Shut your shit.
Oh, right, yeah. On. Tour's been extended all the way through 2020. Please vote this weekend on Strictly For Me and Karen. That would be lovely to stay in and get another week of absolute hammering from the judges. Look forward to that. This has been episode 35. Thank you so much for listening. As always, shagmarinoid@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with stories, with questions, with whatever you want. It's goodbye from me. It's goodbye from the chocolate quilted chip pig. Nice one. And
goodbye.
This episode.
Augustus! This episode get off the chocolate!
This episode is dedicated to every teacher that ever told us to stop talking.
Yeah.
In your face, bitches.
Screw you, Mr. Smith-White.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.